Ontario's intensive care units are reportedly operating at about 80% capacity province-wide, with about 24% of the total ICU beds in Ontario currently occupied by a COVID-positive patient. Of the 2,343 adult ICU beds in Ontario, about 55% are occupied by a non-COVID patient, and 21% remain available for patients. There are 589 COVID-positive patients in Ontario intensive care units, according to the latest provincial update, and about 483 of them were admitted because of COVID. The rest were admitted for other reasons but also test positive for COVID. The latest provincial update states there are 4,132 COVID-positive patients in hospital, about 2,189 people are there because of COVID-related illness, and the remaining 1,943 patients were admitted for a different reason but still test positive for COVID-19. On January 19, Public Health Ontario is reporting 5,744 new COVID cases. However, new case counts no longer reflect COVID-19 transmission in the province, as testing is reserved nearly exclusively for hospitalized patients, and residents and staff at high-risk congregate settings. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 969,437 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 874,445 recoveries and 10,726 deaths. The January 19 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: cases 12,891, recoveries and 59 deaths since yesterday's report. The deaths reported have all occurred within the last month. There are 84,266 active, lab-confirmed cases in Ontario. The new cases reported today include 880 unvaccinated people, 186 partially vaccinated people, and 4,109 fully vaccinated people. 569 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average by vaccination status indicated 51 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 38 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 60 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Lab-confirmed testing is mostly limited to those who live in high-risk congregate care settings or work in them. As such, a majority of the people being tested are fully vaccinated as per provincial or workplace mandatory vaccine policies. Hospitalizations: 4,132 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Of those, 53%, about 2,189 people, were admitted to the hospital because of COVID-19, and 47% were admitted for other reasons, but have tested positive for COVID. Among the hospitalized patients not in the ICU are 770 unvaccinated people, 174 partially vaccinated people, and 2,044 fully vaccinated people. This would include some patients admitted for reasons other than COVID. There are 589 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID. Of those, 82%, about 483 people, were admitted because of COVID-related illness, and 18% were admitted for other reasons but test positive for COVID-19. There are 341 COVID patients on ventilators. Among ICU patients are 185 unvaccinated people, 18 partially vaccinated people, and 224 fully vaccinated people. Testing: the province reported 34,579 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 22% positivity. Another 32,581 tests are still being processed. As of today's report, 11.5 million people in Ontario, 78% of the population, are fully vaccinated, and 5% of the province has one dose of COVID vaccine. There are 5.7 million people in Ontario with three doses of vaccine. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 6,597.6 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average 7-day incidence rate from January 9 to January 15 was 457.3 cases per 100,000 people, which decreased 17.7% over the 7-day period starting on January 3. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Simcoe Muskoka: on January 1, 8, the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit reported 4 deaths, 8 new hospitalizations, and 319 new cases captured in limited testing. There are approximately 31 Simcoe Muskoka residents hospitalized for COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 28,883 cases of COVID-19 with 19,273 of those cases recovered and 302 cases ending in death.